Florida has a new law seeking to ban social media for children under 14. The governor, Ron DeSantis, signed the bill on Monday. His state joins California, Ohio, Arkansas, and other states trying to protect kids online. But many state laws have been blocked by judges. For some context, let's bring in Cristiano Lima Strong. He's a tech policy reporter at The Washington Post. Hi, Cristiano.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So first off, what is the general case for banning or limiting social media for teens? I read that the Surgeon General says wait till they're 14.
Right. So there's been a growing concern among policymakers that social media companies can potentially be addictive to kids, that the features that they're using and some of the ways that they are designed are keeping kids hooked and exposing them to harmful content. And that because of this, there need to be restrictions, either limiting their use or putting in parental guardrails or regulatory guardrails to try to ward off some of that harmful content or some of those negative experiences.
Yeah, which brings us to this new law in Florida. It is signed, begins next January 1st. The idea, as you describe, is to ban accounts for kids under 14. Now, any parent knows there's a lot of faking of dates of birth going on. How would this be enforced?
Right. And the enforcement has been one of the key questions if this does come into force. The law sets up an age verification regime, basically requiring platforms to vet their users' ages and ensure that, you know, as you mentioned, kids under 14 are not able to create accounts and set up a presence on their sites. But there's been a lot of questions about this because age verification, while there's a lot of ways of doing this, a lot of them either might be easy for kids to circumvent, while some of the more efficient measures might require companies to collect a lot of data and potentially engage in some more invasive practices to make sure that they're who they're keeping out is indeed kids that policymakers say they're trying to protect.
Yeah. So the idea is, I guess, the apps, Instagram, TikTok, et cetera, they would be on the hook for penalties, again, if this law takes effect.
Yeah, so it's a bit unclear exactly which platforms this would apply to. The way that the definitions are set up is that it's platforms that kids that fall in this age range, if they spend a couple hours a day and they're a certain percentage of them are spending enough time on the platforms that they could be affected. It could also be if a platform is what the state considers to use an addictive design feature. I'm sure we'd see companies challenge whether this would indeed apply to them, but that's something down the road because, you know, we're also very likely to see challenges before this law even goes into effect, as you mentioned, in other states.
Right, right. So let's talk about the legal case companies are making against these laws. I gather the consistent pushback is that they, as the argument goes, violate users' free speech.
Yeah, so there's a couple arguments that they've been making. One is just as you've said, that you're limiting users' ability to engage in these communities, which, while policymakers have been, of course, focused on some of the harms, can have, you know, be beneficial for young people and provide an outlet for self-expression online. But then there's also this other bucket of concerns around the enforcement and the practicality, which is that to actually keep off kids, you have to figure out who kids are. And that's going to require companies who are constantly hearing that they're collecting too much data on users are going to need to collect even more to be able to make those determinations. And so that's the case that companies have been making, and to this point, quite successfully in court.
Cristiano, what about industry? I mean, many of us saw that congressional hearing in January when Meta's Mark Zuckerberg apologized to parents whose children's suicides were linked to social media. Are the apps putting any new rules or restrictions for younger users?
Yeah, so a lot of the companies, including Meta's products, have been doing things like trying to nudge users to spend less time on their sites. And try to limit some of the concerns around kids spending too much time on platforms. We've also seen platforms try to deal with this concern that the Florida law tries to tackle, which is give parents more control by setting up parental control centers that give parents more tools to sort of tailor their children's experience and supervise that on platforms. But part of what we've seen and some of the reporting from my colleagues has shown is that a lot of these tools are very seldomly used by parents who in surveys have said that they find them clunky and that it's very unwieldy to try to manage your kids' activity across the various apps and, you know, the vast internet. And so there's a lot of challenges as well in terms of what the companies are trying to do proactively to deal with some of these concerns.
We've been talking to Cristiano Lima Strong. He's tech policy reporter for the Washington Post's 202 newsletter. Cristiano, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.